You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Welcome to part two of Takeaways from Travel. If you want some immediate strategies for growing your business, Roland Fraser brought home some amazing takeaways from his 32-day trip to Tel Aviv, Paris, Amsterdam, and London.
Hey everybody, this is Roland Fraser at Business Lunch. This is the Snackable Content Edition, and I've been talking in the last episode or so about a trip I took. I was gone for about 30 days. I went to Israel for an event that we had, and then a whole bunch of cool stuff happened along the way, and I ended up in London, Paris, and Amsterdam as well, with quite a few cool business things and fun things happening. And so I like to reflect on those travels, and I reflected on two takeaways in the last episode. That was number one, expanding internationally, and two, fear management. Now I want to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart, and that's my third takeaway from my trip. As I reflect on what I learned on this trip or kind of what took place, I like to do these takeaways. This was takeaway number three, facilitate serendipity. Put yourself in the flow of things that's most likely to lead to the happy outcomes you desire. On this trip, I had only one initial obligation I had agreed to speak at the Digital Marketing International event in Tel Aviv. And as you'll see as I go through this, I parlayed that into literally dozens of meetings, speaking opportunities, and millions of dollars in business that would have never existed had I not been practicing this facilitated serendipity. In fact, while at our Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego in February, I just happened to run into Itai Paz, and he said that he wanted to do an event in Tel Aviv. I immediately offered to go and speak and just give 100% support for him. No questions about what's in it for me or for my company, but I knew that there would be benefits, and there were. First, we ended up being able to offer a product for sale at Itai's event. Second, I started posting my travels, and I received several messages from people that were introducing me to their network in Israel. And before I knew it, I had a full calendar of meetings there with publishers and entrepreneurs and programmers and event promoters. I got to connect with our Traffic and Conversion Summit partners, Clarion Events, who happened to be there, and I had dinner with them to brainstorm future products. Those extra meetings led to at least one $30,000 sale that I hadn't even expected, facilitated serendipity. But it didn't stop there. My business partner, Ryan Dice, was traveling to London to speak, and Digital Marketer, our company, was hosting a meetup for our certified partners there. So I went, I met lots of potential future business partners, and we have a mastermind called the War Room, and I met lots of potential War Room mastermind members as well. And also, from posting my travels, an old friend who lives in the United Kingdom, Gavin Preston, reached out and asked if he could interview me for his podcast. So I immediately said yes. And we arranged to have tea and record his podcast when I landed in London from Tel Aviv just a few hours before my wife landed. We recorded the podcast and enjoyed a wonderful tea at 41 Hotel while creating a new deal to bring our intensives, our two-day events, and our mastermind to the UK with him and a major bank partner that he's worked with for the past 6 years. So we're moving forward with this project, and it should be worth millions of pounds to us starting this year. Facilitated serendipity. On posting that I was planning to go to Paris, I connected with two significant Parisian businessmen. One, Jerome, helped facilitate me getting published in multiple major media publications like Business Insider and Money Magazine. And the other is a major event promoter who will be helping me fill our two-day Leverage, Grow, Exit, and Scale intensives in Paris this fall. Facilitated serendipity. Then on to Amsterdam. Wow, right? So many unplanned meetings, and all I had to do was say yes. Mark Anthony, friend of mine, connected me to a major promoter that I met with and who's helping us fill our Traffic and Conversion Summit in Europe that's coming up in 2020 in Amsterdam with 1,000 extra attendees from Eastern Europe and Asia. Jay Abraham, a longtime mentor for me, reached out and said that he'd be in town and could we have dinner? Yes, and we did. And in addition to creating our own deals with one another, Jay introduced me to Veronica Tan, who runs one of the largest event companies in the world. We talked, and we're now moving forward on a major joint venture. I introduced our Clarion Events partners to her as well, more deals to come. Facilitated serendipity. And then Ruth Krishman, one of our closing table mastermind, that's a real estate mastermind we have, members posted about me speaking at the Tony Robbins Business Mastery event, and she was attending that. And we connected, and she arranged a breakfast with some Tony's Platinum members. I said, yes. They joined our $25,000 closing table real estate mastermind after having breakfast, facilitated serendipity. Even the opportunity to speak at Business Mastery was facilitated serendipity. Marcus and Ryan and Richard, partners and people who I work with at Digital Marketer, had been meeting with Tony's people in San Diego about Ryan and I both speaking at Tony's events and doing a deal together. And my friend Dean Graciosi had also kindly recommended me to speak at Business Mastery. There was no deal and no guarantee, but I booked flights immediately and tacked Amsterdam onto my itinerary and told everyone that I'd be in Amsterdam anyway, so I would be there and could easily and readily speak at the event. I didn't get the confirmation until about a week or two before the event, but because I had placed myself in the flow of opportunity and made it super easy, I got the opportunity, and now it looks like there'll be dozens of deals and more opportunities to work with that awesome team. Facilitated serendipity. Ask yourself, what can you say yes to? How can you increase the number of facilitated, serendipitous, happy results you receive in your personal and business life? For me, this one trip will generate millions in addition to being so much fun. That is the takeaway for today. That's takeaway 3. I'll come back on the next episode and share the next takeaway with you. For now, this is Roland Frazier, and this has been Business Lunch Snackable Content Edition. If you'd like more of this kind of stuff, including show notes and other goodies, please go to businesslunchpodcast.com and sign up and receive notifications of all our cool stuff along with some free gifts. That's businesslunchpodcast.com. Again, thank you for being here and listening. I will see you next time.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.